Amen. 2 Peter chapter number 3. Praise God. 2 Peter chapter number 3. Bible says in verse number 10, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. And the earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burnt up." Now we got a whole lot of people today that's talking about this global warming. And maybe they know more about what's going on than what we think they know. Because there's going to be a global warming one day. Because God said He's going to melt it with a fervent heat. He ain't going to destroy it by a flood the next time. This time He's going to purge it with fire. Amen? Praise God, that's what He said He's going to do. He said, "Seeing then that all things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat." Now you just think about that. He said, looking for hasten day of the day of God. He said, the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a part of that. You? Amen. Praise God. I don't want to be a part of that, a melting with fervent heat. I told somebody that's why I got saved, praise God, so I don't have to go to the fire. Praise God. I bypass the fire and go into the portals of glory to be at the Lord heaven forever. He said, "Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long-suffering of God is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul has also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are sometimes hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also with the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness." Now watch this here, "but grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." I want to preach a question tonight for just a few minutes. I've got to be our help. What about the future? What about the future? What does the future hold? Amen. For me and you, we know what it holds. We know one of these days, God's going to call us out of here, take us home to be with Him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. But as we're looking at this in Paul's writings, if you go back to 2 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 1, he talks about the last days of this dispensation of grace in which we live in. And now we're in this world, but the Bible says we're not of this world. Amen. I want to reiterate that because that's who we are. Amen. We're people that's in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen. But he said in 2 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 1, he said, "But there were false prophets also among the people. Even there shall be false teachers among you, whom privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction." God help. He said, "Many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." So what does that tell us today? He says it tells us today that we're coming into an error that people's going to deny and reject the Word of God, and even say that if you believe in things of God, if you believe this blessed old King James Bible, praise God, that you're all messed up. Amen? That you don't know what you're talking about. Amen? But I want to tell you today, whoever wants to rob us of the Word of God, praise God, wants to rob you of your future. Amen? Let me say that again. Anybody that wants to rob you of the Word of God, the truth of the Word, wants to rob you, your family, your people, of their future. Amen? I want to reiterate that. Praise God. We better stay with God. We better stay with His Word because it's always sufficient to meet every need. It's sufficient for me. It's sufficient for you. It was sufficient for my mamaw and my papaw. Praise God. And those others that's gone on before them. It was sufficient then. It was sufficient for them. And it's sufficient right now. It's sufficient to help us. What about the future? The future of, the, praise God, the Word of God will be sufficient for the future will behold. It is sufficient for the future hold. Praise God. The people that have no future, they have no hope. Amen. Praise God. The motivating fashion of future, praise God, is to hope in this world that we live in. But those that have no hope today, that's why it blessed my heart when I heard them on the radio as I was going to the hospital talking about hope. I said, praise God. That's what the Lord is expressing upon her heart, that it's the hope that we need to have, praise God, that'll get us through, that'll give us encouragement, and we go out of here, praise God, with a shout, praising God and giving Him glory, because I know what lives in my soul. I know what Jesus Christ has done for me. I know what Jesus Christ has done for you. I know what Jesus Christ has done for His church, His body of believers, and what He's done, what He's doing, and what He will do. We're serving a God that's real tonight, young'uns. Amen. Praise God. And we need to just buckle down and hang on. Praise God. And just trust the Lord like we've never trusted Him before. Because if we lose our hope, we've lost our future. Praise God. Having the motive of life today is in the hope that we have for tomorrow. Amen. If we lose our hope today, praise God, our hope for the future, then our motive of life today is shot. Amen. But if we have hope today in the Lord Jesus Christ and hope for the future, right, we have hope, praise God, it's out of this world. Paul said, if I had hope in this world only, I'd be of all men most miserable. But praise God, Paul knew that through Jesus Christ, his Savior, the one he had met over there on the Damascus Road, praise God, he had hope that was going to bring him through this world and was going to plant him in another far off galaxy in the presence of a God who was the God of God. He was the King of Kings and he was the Lord of Lords. Amen. I don't know about you today, but praise God, that's my God. He's my God. He's my King. He's my Lord. He's the shepherd of my soul. He's my master shepherd. He's my caregiver. He's the one that walks with me. He's the one that sits closer than a brother. He's the one that's promised to always be there. He's promised the one to never leave me and to never, praise God, to deceive me, but to be there with me, praise God, all the way through to the end of the way. Amen. And He's made a way. Amen. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Praise God. I know what Peter was talking about. He's talking about the presence of a holy God. The motivating force, praise God, for the future. No wonder when Peter was talking here in 2 Peter, in chapter number 3, in his closing argument, he would say this in verse number 14. He would speak to us as the beloved of God. And he would say, be diligent. Amen. He would say, beloved, just be diligent. Amen. He said, don't give up the fight. Just stay focused. Now that word diligent means to put forth an effort. Amen. He said, children of God, he said, just keep putting forth an effort. He said, if we just keep putting forth an effort, God praise His holy name, that God on high, He'll reward that effort. And that effort, praise God, the power of God will come down to where you are and He'll lift you up above the obstacles that you face and the encouragement that you need. It's not, praise God, anything that this world has to offer, but it'll come from the throne of grace and the power. Well, praise His holy name, the power of His right hand. Amen. I tell you something, friends, tonight there's nothing as powerful as His right hand. Amen. Amen. He said all His blessings that He has to offer, He holds them in His right hand to minister them unto us as needed. You know why we don't get ministered to like we should? Praise God, because we don't realize our need. Peter would say, he said, beloved, give diligence. Amen. Be diligent. Give diligent attention. Amen. Praise God to what's taking place. Praise God. He said, be diligent. that ye may be found of peace, of Him in peace. Amen? Be diligent so that you, He said that you can know, that you know, that you know, that you have peace with God. Amen? That's a good thing. We are to know that we have peace with God. Amen? You say, Pastor, how can we know? We really can't know that, can we? Yes, you can. We can know to pray. We can be diligent to know that we have peace with God. Number one, He said we make our call and election sure. Ain't that what He said? To make our call and election sure? Amen? That's why He'd say in 2 Peter chapter number 1. Well, let's just go back to verse number 8. He said, for in these things be ye, if these things be in you, and He's talking about that temperance and patience and virtue and knowledge and patience, godliness. He said, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness, charity. That's love in action. And He said, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Amen? Listen to what He says in verse number 10. He said, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, now watch this, ye shall never fall. Amen? For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen? So he said, beloved, he said, be diligent. Be diligent in our relationship. Be diligent in our works. Be diligent in our thinking. Amen? Do we think upon the Lord? Do you ever during the day, you say, preacher, I think on the Lord all the time. On Sunday morning when I'm at church and Sunday night and, you know, Wednesday night, if I make it, I think about, I'm not talking about when you're at the church house. We are to be locked in at the church house. We are to be focused at the church house. We are to come with firewood to kindle a fire at the church house. Amen. Hello. Is anybody hearing me? Amen. We are to be kindling the fire at the church house. Amen. Hey, listen, I can't carry all the kindling. I mean, I need some help. The Bible said in Nehemiah's time, they was getting the firewood. And said when they had the services, praise God, someone was appointed at different times to bring the firewood. Amen. If that person didn't fulfill their obligation to bring the firewood, guess what they had at the church service? A cold church service. Amen? What if I told you, what if I said this? I said, church, this is what we're going to do. Start next week, when we have a service, I'm going to make a list out, and I'm going to put each one of you on the list, and I'm going to designate a service that you bring the firewood. Amen? Don't look at me funny. I said, you got to, it's your obligation to bring on this service and fed it all through the month, all through the year, and say it's your responsibility to bring the firewood that Sunday. I've been thinking on this. And boy, I had a headache. Amen. Yeah, what do you say? I'm saying we all get involved in it. And maybe next Sunday, Brother Bill, I'll say, Brother Bill, next Sunday's your opportunity to bring the firewood. What Brother Bill going to do? He's going to pray over. He's going to fast. He's going to seek God's wisdom that God would minister to him, and he'd give him some firewood for service next Sunday. Amen? Amen. Maybe a testimony. Maybe a verse of Scripture. Maybe a song. Yeah. Amen. God put on his heart just for next Sunday. Can you see what I'm saying? Amen. And then we'll rejoice with him because that's what God has given him. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the way it's supposed to be. When they would sing the Psalms going up to the temple to worship, praise God, they would sing, one would sing this and another would sing another verse, another part of a verse, praise God, and they was worshiping together, coming up along together. Everybody had an input. Amen. Everybody was bringing a little wood. Praise God. Wouldn't that be something? It can be that way. That's the way it ought to be. We ought to be praying all week long. Lord, please give me a little something for Sunday. Amen. A little excitement, praise God. A little touch of something from the Lord. Amen. So I can contribute. You know what takes place? You get a little contribution over here, a little contribution over here. Next thing you know, the whole church is aflaming. Because everybody brought a little firewood. Amen. If you ain't careful, you get having a competition. Praise God. Said, boy, Brother Bill done that good last Sunday. Well, I really enjoyed that. Let me see what I can find. Amen. Find something. Praise God. I got a little something here. Probably top at. Amen. Hey, God's so good you can't outdo Him. I mean, praise God. He said, yeah. He said, blood, be diligent to do your part. Be diligent to stay focused. Be diligent to be found in peace with Him. He said, you know how you do that? You know how to bring firewood to the house of God? You pray and you seek His faith. You ask Him for forgiveness. We get everything cleaned up. Amen. All those things that are so easy to beset us, we put them behind us. And we go on for the glory of God. Let me just say this. If we ain't careful, we get so bogged down in the past that we forget about what God's got for the future. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think God, let me just use, Bruce, can I use you for a minute? Bruce has had a tough time. He's went through some difficulties in his life in the last few years, right? Had some tough times, some situations. Amen. But God in His grace and mercy brought him through that. And He established it, praise God. And He said it because of God is who He is, because God is so good that He brings you out of those situations, through those situations, and brings you into a place where you can have peace in your soul. Why? Because all that stuff, it's behind you. You have to put it behind you. You have to leave it. You have to forget it. And you have to move on. And the only way you can move on with that peace is in Jesus Christ, your Savior. Amen. Amen. You know what, Bruce? You're right where you need to be. God help you. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for you that you're here with us. You are an honored guest in the house of God. Thank you. And thank the good Lord, praise God, for doing what He does for our people. And the same thing He's done for Bruce, He's done for every one of us. Amen. Every one of us, brother, has been in a dark place at some time. As many of us, praise God, it could have been a whole lot darker place than we were. Amen. If it weren't but for the hand of God. So Peter would say, closing in 2 Peter chapter 3, he said, praise God, beloved, give diligence, be diligent, so that you can have the peace of God. Have that peace that passes understanding. Amen, for God's glory. Because God wants to work in our life. Why? Because what about the future? God has a future for you and me that's far beyond anything that we could expect. Praise God. Bless His name. Not only did He say, beloved, be diligent. Amen. He said, be diligent and be found with Him peace. He said, but without spot and blameless. Amen. I don't know about you, I'm spotted. I was reading over in Genesis the other night, and I got to reading about Jacob over there, and when he is serving his father-in-law or father-in-law-to-be, and he was serving for Rachel for 7 years, and then Laban, he switched things up on him, and when he went in, he actually went in to the other daughter, to Leah. Amen. They done a switch-o-mundo in the middle of the night, praise God, at the wedding ceremony. And when Jacob woke up the next morning, he had the wrong daughter. Amen? So the devil played tricks on you. Amen? But he told him, he said, "Hey, you know, what you want to do, we can't do, because we can't have the firstborn, the secondborn getting favors before the firstborn." But he said, "I'll tell you what I'll do." Said, "You serve me for another 7 years, and I'll give you Rachel." Amen. And Jacob loved Rachel. So he served another 7 years. You know how the story goes. And it come to a point in a time that he changed his hire several times, and he says, listen, "We got to do something different. So I'm taking care of you, and you're prospering." And he said, I ain't advancing a whole lot. Amen. He said, "I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go through the herds, and I'll pick out those that are spotted and speckled and striped." He said, "I'll take those out of herd. And all the solid, all those others," said, I'll let you have." Amen. And so and he said, well, "That's a pretty good deal, because them's kind of peculiar looking anyway. You know, they just messing up my herd." I can see 11 is what he's thinking. And he said, that sounds like a good deal to me. Because you know the story. Jacob got his from name because it means to be a usurper. Amen. To take advantage of situations. Amen. So he begins to do it, and he takes some trees, and makes strips in them, stripes in them, and he puts them in front of the water. And when they go to water, they become pregnant with offspring that's speckled and striped and streaked. Amen. And before long, praise God, God is a blessing. Praise God, Jacob is prospering. Praise God, where he's at, what was meant for a bad thing for Jacob, praise God, the God of glory, he manifests himself, and he begins to bless old Jacob. Amen. Praise God, what this world may think is detrimental to you, praise God, God can take it and bring you up above that. If we just have diligence in the Lord, he'll bring you out, and he'll cleanse you up, and he'll get rid of the spots and the blemishes, and he'll make you useful for God. Without spot and without blemish. Amen. That's how we're going to be presented one day. So, Bruce, it don't matter, praise God, where you've been. All that matters is where you're going to end up when we put our faith in Jesus. When we ask the Lord Jesus, forgive us our sins, our iniquities, our transgressions, the times that we've missed the mark. And we ask God to help us, praise God, become the Lord of our lives. Praise His holy name. Amen. So we see, praise God, Peter says, "Beloved, be diligent." But in verse 17, he said, "Beloved, beware." Amen. He said, "Beware." Now that beware means to pay attention. To be observant. He said, "Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also be led away with the error of the wicked." Amen. He said, so we need to be beware. Praise God. Amen. We live we're living in dangerous days. There's wickedness all around us. And the devil, knows that his days are numbered. He knows that he's running out of time. Amen. Praise God. So he begins to manifest himself. But the devil doesn't know it. That's as he begins to reproach us, and he begins to beat on us, and he begins to drive us. It's just like the saints of God when they were under persecution from Nero. God began to bless them, and God began to help them, and God began to energize them. Like he had never energized them before. And he began to offer them opportunities. Where opportunities today, youngins, for the church have never been greater than what they are right now. Amen. A whole world seems to be lost without God. A whole world seems to be unconcerned about godliness. Amen. I tell you, God just energized. I just feel an energizing from God. Sometimes it gets surreal here lately, and I just feel like the Energizer Bunny. I just want to keep going and going and going. Amen. And you're looking at a fellow, praise God. Last night I'm running on about 4.5 hours sleep. Amen. But praise God, I feel good in my soul because the Lord is with me. Hey, if I don't have but an hour, praise God, God is still God. It doesn't change who He is. And He told me, He said, be diligent. And He said, be beware. He said, pay attention to what's taking place because the devil is an adversary. The adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, but he ain't taking me. Amen. Praise God, because I'm going to stay as close as I can to my shepherd. And my shepherd's got a crook and a staff, praise God, that he can use to work on the wolf. Amen. And when a wolf comes a-snarling around, praise God, where I'm at, it don't matter if it's during the day or it don't matter if it's during the night. I got my faith in my Savior. And with crook and hook, praise God, He'll beat them off. He'll beat them down. He'll give us encouragement. He'll lift us up. Praise God, He'll fortify the walls. He'll keep us from attack. Amen. Amen. The devil try. He'll do his best to attack. He'll do his best to hook his fangs into you. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that's got, praise God, it's bigger than the devil. And He'll beat that devil down, praise God. You say, how do you know? Because He's done it before and He'll do it again. Let me just give the devil a little information in case he's forgot. He is a defeated foe. The devil's been defeated. Amen. He has no death sting no more. Amen. Did you hear what I said? You ought to come out there and come alive. Say, whoa, glory. Amen. Because that means, praise God, if you're saved, born again, praise God, you don't have to worry about there's no sting of death for you. That don't bother us. Oh, it's kind of frustrating because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't want to leave our friends behind. We don't want to leave our little wife. It tears me out of frame. Amen. It tear me out, Frank, to think that I leave my little wife here to fend for herself. It breaks my heart to think about that could happen. I love her to death. I want to be here for her. Forever. Amen. I want us to take us out of here to rapture. We go together. Amen. Praise God. We leave out of 187 Pine Brook over there. Praise God. Parted in the air, holding hands, shouting praises all the way to glory. Amen. That's what we're looking for. If you're a child of God, that's what we're anticipating. We're looking for not the undertaker, but the upward taker. Amen. I'm excited about it. I love my family. I love my grandchildren. My goodness, little old Harper. They're down in Georgia today. Amen. That little Harper, my goodness. She looks up at me like Mia used to, Papa. My goodness. Brother Bill, the thought of not being here for her, seeing her grow up, seeing her go to school, see her graduate, see her get married, break my heart. But you know what? If God decides to take me out of here, there's no sting of death on me because I'll be with Him in glory. And I've told her already, I said, Mia, stay close to Jesus, as close to Jesus as you can. And one day, praise God, since you're saved, one day you'll see Papa again. I reinforce that all the time, Brother Bill. I tell them, my granddads, I say, stay with Jesus, love Jesus, and one day we'll be together forever. Amen. Told me the other day, we talked about, I got some projects to do down the creek. I got to move some rocks around and pack some rocks and banks. That Weaverville is about to wash me away. Amen. They're building all these parking lots. And all these developments, pouring all this concrete and all this asphalt, and now there's nothing to catch it and dissipate it. Guess where it all comes? Right down to the middle, very middle of my property through Gill Branch. It can rain hard in Weaverville in 15 minutes. My little Gill Branch is about as wide as this aisle, will be as wide as this room. That ain't exaggerating. I gotta pack it in. I've gotta make it as sure as I can. Amen. That's what old Pilate told them Pharisees when Jesus was in the tomb. They say, listen, this deceiver, I said, it's gonna be worse than it was because he said he's coming out of there in 3 days. Old Pilate said, hey, listen. He said, you've got a watch. Make it as sure as you can. Amen. You see what I'm saying? I've got a watch here on this earth, and I've just got to make it as sure as I can. I told Brother Ralph the other day, I said, boy, you've got all them rocks laying up there in your field. I said, I have need of those. Kind of like the Lord did the donkey. Amen. Praise God. So go down and tell them that the Lord hath need of it. Because that's what I'm going to ride into town on. Amen. Told Brother Ralph I had need of them. That's what I'm going to pack my banks with. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Amen. Praise God. But God's offering us opportunities like He's never offered us opportunities before. Amen. And God is patiently waiting. He's waiting for the lost. Why? To trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 16. He says, account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Did you get that? Read that with me. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Why is God waiting? Why hasn't He come already? Because the long suffering, because He cares about us, because He loves us, because He has compassion on lost humanity. Praise God. His long suffering, His waiting is because of salvation. He's offering salvation to as many as will come. Why is He waiting? Praise God. To see souls saved. Amen. Why ain't the Lord come back? They've been looking for Him for over 2,000 years. Martin Luther in the 1800s, praise God, was looking for Jesus to come back in his time. He was telling his people, said, you better get ready, He's coming. Amen. You know what? You better get ready, He's coming. Praise God. With a trump and a shout. Amen. Praise God. He needs you to share the gospel with others. That's what his desire is. That even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom giveth unto him, hath written unto you. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do, also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. But he said, yea, therefore, beloved, beware. He said, pay attention to what's taking place. Pay attention to what's going on. So that we're not led away in the error of this world. These people today in high places, preachers a whole lot more prominent than me. Can you imagine that? Could they be such a thing? I'm noted nowhere. Amen. But these preachers, that's way, supposedly way up here. And they said, you don't have to worry about your sin. You can live any way you want to. It's okay. Just so you know Jesus. Are they right? If you truly know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can't live any way you want to. Because your want to's will change. He will regenerate you from the inside out. Amen. He'll manifest Himself into you. He'll show you His love and compassion. He'll show, praise God, the direction He'd have you go, and it ain't the way that you'd choose to go. Amen. The flesh will take you all different directions, but Jesus will take you in His way. He'll manifest Himself and He'll take you in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. So are these people right? Is their doctrine messed up? Yes. Amen. We're saved out of our sin. Amen. Don't Jeremiah, he said He brought him up so that He could bring him out. And I've told you ever since I've been here, God don't save you out of your sin to keep you dangling over it like a puppet. God brings you up out of your sin, praise God, and He brings you up and He brings you out. Amen. Now it's a sometimes it's a it's a it, it's always it's a progress. You don't get saved to become a super saint. Amen? Our human nature, we have bad habits. Amen? And God, through His sanctifying power, through the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, He begins to take and remove our bad habits. And He institutes good habits in us. So Peter is telling them here, praise God, he said we need to be diligent and we need to be aware that the Lord's a working on us to take the bad stuff out and put the good stuff in. So we don't get caught up in error. And these things and people and places and things begin to take us in the wrong direction. But as a church and a body of believers, we begin to come together for His glory. Amen. And am I making any sense at all? Are you understanding what I'm saying? What the future holds for us is children of God that love the Lord Jesus Christ and seeking His appearing and drawing unto Him. A closer, righter relationship. Amen. Day by day. The strength that we have in Christ as our Savior. Praise God. The future. The future is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The future is you and Christ, and the future is Christ in you. Amen. Jesus' love that He has for us, even for old sinners. Even for old sinners. The future is right now. Amen. But the future is also forever. He said, but grow in grace, verse 18, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Him be glory, both now. Future's right now. And forever. The future's now. The future's forever. Amen. Because the Lord loves us. And He forgives us our sin. Even though we don't deserve it. I've got to share one more story with you and I'll hush. I thought about this on the way up here this evening. I don't know why, but God put this on my heart. So I'm just going to read it to you and share it with you right quick and we'll go. Remember the story in John chapter number 8. Bible talks about a woman that was taken in adultery in the very act. Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning He came again into the temple, and all the people came unto Him, and He sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought on Him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto Him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. That means they caught her doing an act of adultery. Now, the last time I looked, it takes two to commit adultery. Where was the man? Where was the man? But He says this. He said, now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they did tempting Him, but that they might have to accuse Him. But Jesus stooped down and with His finger wrote on the ground as though He heard them not. So when they continued asking Him, He lifted up Himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her. And again He stooped down and wrote on the ground. I wonder what He wrote. Maybe the Ten Commandments. Maybe He wrote some of the sins on the ground that they had been committing themselves. And He said that He was without sin among you, let Him cast first. And again He stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out by one, beginning at the eldest. In other words, the one that should have really known better went first. And then those others that come along behind them. Even unto the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus lifted up Himself and saw none but the woman, He said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? And she says, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, now watch this. This is the love of God. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Did He hold her guiltless? He said this. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Amen. He said, go. He said, I love you. He said, I'm going to forgive you, but go and sin no more. Why did he say that? Because the Bible says we've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. Amen. But in his love and his compassion, what Peter was talking about, he said, be diligent, keeper of your soul. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to give you peace, amen, and joy, to take away the spots and the blemishes that tarnish our lives and make us perfect before Christ, amen, keep us from being perfect before Christ. That's what he's trying to tell us. Because it's all because of the love of God. And the volume of the book, it's written of him. Amen. Praise his holy name.